Welcome to podcast number 8 from Pirate.ie. Brian Green in Dublin and John Walsh in Galway. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Very good. We've come back together on number 8 because of a very sad passing of Robbie Robinson. We learned of this a week and a half ago, and we're putting together a tribute today. Tell us about it.
That's right. Well, Robbie Robinson, known as Robbie Dale, died on the 31st of August, and the news began to filter through then to the anorak and radio community in Dublin and all of us who are interested in pirate radio history. And there have been many tributes, including on our own website. In recent days, we have carried a lot of recordings of Robbie that we hadn't shared before, many of them related to the annual charity auction for the Central Remedial Clinic, the CRC, in Clontarf, which was a highlight of the Sunshine Radio calendar every year. And we don't have a full figure, but by 1985, after five auctions, the station had raised well over €100,000 for the CRC in Dublin. So an example of corporate social responsibility by pirate radio. Indeed, we've spoken about that on this podcast before. But I suppose for us, really, Brian, Sunshine Radio was important because of geography. We were very close to where Sunshine was, I think only 3 kilometres from where we were based in Bayside and Baldoyle.
Yes, 3 or 4 kilometres away. We were living in Bayside and operating our pirate radio stations out of Baldoyle in that era. And yeah, they were the closest nearest station just up the coast from us. And yeah, we knew we had a super pirate on our doorstep. It was big and it had a beautiful sound. They had big names on air. And yeah, it was a wonderful station to be up there. The man who made it all happen came to Dublin with Chris Carey in 1980, was Robbie Robinson. And I think a station does need a leader like Robbie that, you know, is going to stick with the project and is got a vision and an experience behind the man from where he came. He came from the pirates that were in the North Sea and Caroline and 68 and the whole Marine Offences Act and all those kind of things that happened directly before that. And yeah, he really came to Ireland with that opportunity that they could have radio here. And he put forward a proposition for local radio that was really the model lots tried to follow.
That's right. And he stuck at it, as you said. And for 8 years, it was the most successful radio station in Dublin, certainly by the end. It went through a few transformations. It was more community in its focus at the beginning, but still very much a commercial station, but with stronger community roots. In 1986, it was relaunched by a radio consultant from the US, Bill Cunningham. I wasn't too enamored of the changes that happened, but it did make it the biggest and most successful radio station in Dublin at the time. I never met Robbie Dale, Robbie Robinson, but I did visit Sunshine Radio in 1985. I remember seeing Kathy Cregan compiling the news. We did have another connection with Sunshine, Brian, through one of our own pirate radio stations in the past.
Yeah, one of the dark and wet nights of August 1986, when we were in the community hall in Baldoyle broadcasting away on 96 FM, and we got a belt on the emergency exit doors, which was our main entrance and exit to our radio station. And we opened the door and we were basically accosted by the engineer of Sunshine Radio, Peter Gibney, who had been sent down because we were interfering with this big super pirate. Our little 15 watt transmitter was doing some damage. I don't know how. But anyway, it was all fierce and scary at the time. But in he came to the studio and saw what we were up to. And he happened to know the DJ on air, who was Derek Jones of Radio Valerie. They knew each other from the shortwave and AM pirates of the late 70s and early 80s. And peace broke out in the room and tea was had. And the next day, a very large amount of high quality coaxial cable was delivered for free to Big Beat Radio by Peter Gibney. So, yeah, we were neighbours in that sense, both in geography sense and good neighbourly gestures like we've just described happened on one occasion, at least.
And Peter Gibney also now sadly departed. But I do remember when he came to the studio, Brian, how surprised he was at how young we actually were. I don't think he expected to see us to be that age at all. Another memory for me of Sunshine Radio, we were in school at the time, of course, and our school was in Balldoyle, again, within a couple of kilometres of the Sunshine transmitters. And I remember hearing the AM signal breaking through on the headphones in our language laboratory. You can imagine the 1980s language laboratory with everybody with their metal headphones on. And if you touched the mouthpiece, the little microphone at the bottom of the headset, you could improve the signal coming through of Sunshine Radio. And I remember, instead of practicing our German verbs, turning around one day and looking at a couple of other friends in the classroom were mouthing along to the chart hit that was playing on Sunshine Radio at the time.
If I had gone to another school, I might be wondering, is that a true story or not? But I was in the same school and I sat in the same 1980s language laboratory where you had your headset with the microphone. We all look like 30 trainee pilots, training to fly planes or something was what we looked like. But if you held your thumb on the underside of the microphone, you earthed the headset and in came Sunshine Radio. The transmitters were getting into the amplifier of the local school's language laboratory, and we could listen in to the music quite well.
It was low enough that you could still hear the German verbs or the French vocabulary or whatever in the background, but it was still loud enough that you could hear whatever song was playing at the time. So very much an escape from the drudgery of the classroom in the dark days of mid-1985 or whatever.
A wonderful memory from a wonderful station that I suppose... when somebody passes, nobody says a bad word about anybody. But Robbie had a counterweight in the Dublin market. His old business friend who was involved in the setup of Sunshine in 1980 was Chris Carey. And Chris, everyone kind of knows, was a bit of a scoundrel. But Robbie, on the other hand, was a polite businessman who was very interested in staying on air and getting a license. And we have a lot of tributes today coming in from people who worked for him, people who were fans of the station and people who were very knowledgeable of Robbie's time in Dublin and in Ireland. And they'll tell a quite correct story of a man who was nothing near a scoundrel at all.
Yeah, so let's kick off our tribute now to Robbie Robinson, Robbie Dale. And first of all, just to thank everybody who gave their time and gathered together their memories of Robbie. And we have a series of short audio messages now from people associated with Sunshine, people who worked there, people who knew Robbie, fans of the station, listeners of the station. And if you're interested in commenting on on this podcast, please do so on our social media channels. And we kick off with a very well-known voice on Sunshine Radio for its entire existence, one of the station's best-known newsreaders, and she's still to be heard today reading news on RTE Radio. So we're delighted to start this tribute to Robbie Robinson with the memories of Cathy Cregan.
I started working on Sunshine Radio back, 1981. I had just left school and Robbie offered me a full-time job, which was wonderful, my first proper paid job. And he was really kind because I think he knew my mum and dad were worried about me and where was I going to work, and oh my lord, it was all the way out in Portmarnock and how was I going to get there and back and so forth. And so Robbie very kindly invited them to come and meet with him and his wife Stella in the Sands Hotel Portmarnock, which of course was the Sunshine headquarters. And he was really kind with mum and dad and reassured them that, you know, he was a responsible person and I would come to no harm on his watch. And so I started work there and I learned so much so quickly and loved every day. I was there for 8 years. So that really was the lifespan of Sunshine, because then eventually we were closed down and that was the start of independent radio. And I always felt that Robbie was treated, you know, rather unfairly in that respect, because he had worked so hard to advance the cause of legal radio in Ireland. And independent radio. We all paid our taxes. We who did news were members of the NUJ. And so, you know, we ran a tight and clean ship in Sunshine Radio. And I felt for Robbie. I felt that he had put so much time and effort into his enterprise in Dublin, and that in the end it more or less backfired on him. But it was great working there. I was slightly terrified of him because he had quite a temper, as people might remember. In fact, sometimes he'd go very red in the face, and I for one was terrified. But for that, again, he was charming and kind and lovely, as was Stella, and is Stella, his wife, who continues to live in Lanzarote. And I've stayed friends with them throughout the years, which I suppose tells a story in itself. And I'm very, very sorry that Robbie was taken from us. And I wish Stella well and offer her all my condolences.
Hi there, I'm Aidan Cooney, and from the studios at Q102 this morning, all the memories go back to the Porter Cabin in Portmarnock and a man called the Admiral Robbie Dale, who gave me and afforded me the privilege of working in his radio station. He gave me a great gig, 9 to 12 midnight, which was after my day in work in the civil service. I just look forward to jumping into the car and heading out to Portmarnock. Really was good. And Robbie was kind of like a very steady and a very firm pair of hands on board, and took no messing, but kind of taught us about what broadcasting should be about. He was always into it for the fun and the crack. But it had to be a serious side too. And I was very lucky. I was following in the footsteps of some of my heroes, like Declan Meehan and Tom Hardy. And Dave Dennehy would have been on air before me. Pat Courtney, I think, was doing breakfast even back then. And Paul Vincent Murphy used to do overnights. The place was just brilliant. It was like its hardest from the outside. And then when you get in, it had the studios, the library, the newsroom. It was all great fun. And you know what an abiding memory is? Because you worked in Sunshine, you got into Mangos free, where Jim Kenny used to play the tunes and mix like mad. I remember Tuesday nights, they were always absolutely brilliant. What do we call it? Not to be offensive. Grab a Grammy night. Yeah, I think it was called that because it was an oldies night all the way through. But God be good to Robbie. He certainly granted a lot of people very successful radio careers in this country and trained up. I was always raging that he didn't get a license, but again, that's what happens here, doesn't it? He really should have got one of the licenses at the time, because he brought local radio, smooth radio, whatever you want to call it, sleek radio, but it was also community radio as well, in terms of it raised funds for charity every year, it got out into the communities, it ran great competitions, and it was a lovely place to work in, and I think that was down to Robbie and his wife, Stella. So thank you for the memories, Robbie, and may you rest in peace.
David Baker. Very deeply saddened to hear the passing of Admiral Robbie Dale, known, of course, for amazing radio over many years, not just in Ireland, but in the UK as well, with Radio Caroline and various other projects. But Sunshine Radio brought Robbie a lot of happiness. He delivered an amazing radio station that did so much for charity, business, community, and so much more. And he had a brilliant team around him. He had a team who loved working together. One of the things that I have said in a previous podcast is, in all of radio, in all the years I've been involved, if there was one person I wanted to work for and learn from, it was Robbie Dale. I'd like to offer my deepest condolences to Stella and the family. He will be truly missed by many.
I'm Lawrence John. When I was forced to leave Radio Nova during the NUJ dispute in 1984, Robbie Robinson was kind enough to hire me for a daily show on Sunshine Radio. I found Robbie to be a real gentleman. After finding me on Facebook in 2020, he contacted me for the first time in 37 years. We chatted for a while on Messenger, and as we exchanged a few memories from the 80s, he told me he had always referred to me as the man from up north. The first I'd heard of it. Rest in peace, Robbie. Thanks for the job, thanks for the memories, and thank you for your services to radio over the years.
Eddie Bowen, radio historian. Dublin in 1980 was a grim, struggling capital city, and radio was either state-controlled or amateur pirates exploiting a legal loophole. But when Robbie Robinson launched Sunshine Radio in 1980 from the Sands Hotel, a light was shone, illuminating our lives. Professional, pragmatic, and popular was 101. It entertained our moods, made us feel connected, creating a new positivity about our own futures. This was radio like we never heard it before, and we liked it. There were other competitors for Sunshine, but its warmth wrapped us like a blanket on a cold winter's night. While the end may have left a sour taste, Robbie, a veteran of the pirate ships in the North Sea, was the ultimate disruptor, a pioneer, a champion of charities, a career nurturer, an honest businessman, passionate about a fledgling radio industry that he helped create. Robbie Robinson was a gentleman and a legend.
Hi, my name is Kathy Dunn, and I worked in Sunshine Radio with Robbie in the early 80s. I think it was 82, 83. So I have great memories of Robbie. He was a larger-than-life character, and I always remember he loved the sunshine. It wasn't called Sunshine Radio for nothing, because sometimes if it was raining, I'd be dreading going to work. But on sunshine days, it was always great going down. But I have great memories of him raising money for the Central Remedial Clinic over in Clontarf, and I worked with him on the Swap and Sell show as well. And I was there when the P&T came. We opened the door for them with to take away the equipment. When I think back on it now, I just think it was a very brave thing for Robbie to do, to have set up Sunshine Radio. And I remember him being passionate about radio. And as everybody knows, he was ex-Radio Caroline, and they referred to him as the Admiral. Great memories of him, and all my best to Stella, and rest in peace, Robbie.
John from RadioWaves.fm. On August 31st, humanity lost a great man, and our condolences go to his family and many friends. Unfortunately, he had already been lost to Irish radio and was bizarrely denied the opportunity to continue to provide a quality radio service to Dublin town. That service was Sunshine Radio, and it was, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest radio stations we've ever been lucky enough to have entertain us. And now, 33 years after it was forced to close, it is hard to think of a station that has come as close to connecting with listeners in the way that Sunshine did. Although Sunshine Radio is now a mere 8-year-long blip in the overall scheme of 100 years of Irish radio, it is still remembered with great fondness. That is his great legacy to Irish radio, along with the many radio people still in the industry today who worked for him, with him, or under his tutelage. Robbie Robinson's strong influence lives on. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us, and the world is a much sadder place for it.
Hi, my name is Lillian O'Donoghue, and I was a huge pirate radio fan back in the early 80s, and I'm from Cork. And one or two of the DJs used to come down to Cork from Sunshine Radio, and I used to always go up about 3 times a year up and meet Robbie Robinson. And I was very sad to hear that he passed away. And even though I hadn't seen him since the mid-80s, he'd always have a friendly smile when I'd go in and make sure I'd be very welcome and have great fun with the DJs back in the early 80s. My thoughts of Sunshine Radio out in Portmarnock, it was fantastic. Every time I went up, we always had happy days, great fun, and I used to love going up there, and he was always very friendly towards me. Years later then, when I got married, we actually called our house Sunshine after the radio station in Portmarnock, Sunshine Radio. When the station closed, then we were sad, so we didn't go up there anymore then. But he did a fantastic job, Robbie Robinson, and I hope that he'll rest in peace.
Hello, my name is Paul Allen. As we mark the sad loss of pirate radio titan Robbie Robinson, I'd like to give some background in terms of my working relationship with Robbie. Undoubtedly, Robbie could be described as broadcasting royalty, because when he came to Ireland, he certainly came from the North Seas, and his experience as Robbie Dale, everybody was very excited. So when we heard news that the Solomon brothers would come together and fund a new super pirate to be known as Sunshine Radio, everybody was rather excited. Met Robbie on many, many occasions, and we got on extremely well. Thank you very much, Robbie, for the broadcasting check of £25 for 1 month's work. This wasn't work. This was great fun. But in addition to when the stations were closed, this gave me a chance as a PR professional to get involved in putting out, let's say, propaganda about the radio station. When the station was closed, we came up with a slogan, "Don't take our sunshine away." We produced newspapers, we produced magazines, and we set up a series of opportunities. While we were off the air, we were still communicating with the greater public, our audience. Thank you, Robbie, for the memories. Rest in peace.
Simon Marr from 8radio.com. I first talked to Robbie way back when the jamming happened in 84, and I used to ring across to the Sands with reception reports because the signal still got in pretty well to where I was over in Dunleary at the time. Talked to Robbie again then later into sort of 86, 87, and he invited me in. We went in and we met him in Sunshine in Baggot Street at that stage. There was always something very homely, but also something very, very welcoming about Robbie in those days. Like everybody else, I think I was disappointed and surprised when they didn't get any further with the license applications then into 1989. But as we all know that sometimes things were just not meant to be. And we met again then at one of the Sunshine reunions when myself and JRO went and we were able to record a lot of stuff, audio and video wise, back in those days as well. And some really, really great memories that we were able to share. Robbie will be sorely, sorely missed, and obviously condolences to his family and everybody around him. But it's the spirit, it's the idea, and it's the love for radio that is so absent from a lot of people nowadays that really, really is missed. So, rest in peace, Robbie Robinson.
Kevin Brannigan.
I was very sorry to hear about Robbie Robinson passing away last week. He'd such an impact on Irish radio that it's really not possible to quantify, even 30 to 40 years after the great days of the 80s. When you think of Sunshine Radio in the 80s, from its earlier incarnation to it literally owning Dublin when it became Sunshine Hot Hits 101 up to its close down in 1988, it's a story of success, professionalism and trailblazing. And all of those are cliches, but I really think they apply to Robbie. We didn't realise how lucky we were to have such a great station as Sunshine, and Robbie was the man who drove it. It's not widely known that the independent radio sector collectively wanted to honour Robbie with a Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achievement Award at the Imro Radio Awards in 2019, which would have put him up there with people like Gay Byrne, Ronan O'Rahilly, Larry Gogan and many others. But there were some complications and it couldn't go ahead. But he certainly deserved it. His passion, professionalism and drive are an example to all of us in the radio business to this day. My own personal Robbie story, I only met him once. I called into the Sunshine offices on Baggot Street in the summer of 1988, age 16, and out visiting radio stations, looking for merchandise and stickers, etc. I was chatting with the receptionist, asking inane radio questions, no doubt, and Robbie came up the office in the background to get something from the reception. I said hello, and he came over and brought me down to his office, down the end of the corridor, into the inner sanctum of his office. He chatted with me about my interest in radio. He was actually interested in what I wanted to do. Gave me some advice to always do my best, etc. The Big Kahuna competition was on at the time, and he went to get me a poster, but he couldn't find one, and he turned around and took his own Big Kahuna poster off the wall behind him and gave it to me. I thought that was a really nice gesture, and it made a big impression on me at the time that he took the time to chat with me and then gave me his own poster off the wall of his office, which to this day is in the attic in my parents' house somewhere. I'd love to find it someday. R.I.P. Robbie Robinson.
Pat Courtney.
An embarrassingly long time ago, when I was good looking and all that stuff, I was living at my Uncle Pat's house on the Artane roundabout, and he went across to the shop, which isn't there anymore, Kings of Artane, which was owned by Johnny Durack. And my Uncle Pat went out for a packet of sweet Afton. He's dead now, that's probably why. And came back with a job interview for me, because Johnny Durack, who owned Kings of Artane, was a shareholder and all that stuff in Sunshine Radio. And I hadn't been here very long. So like, I don't know, a day or two later, I drove my battered Citroen car with English registration out to Port Marnock, expecting, oh, Sands Hotel, oh, they must have studios on the top floor and all that stuff. I went into reception, and I can't remember the girl's name, and she says, no, it's out the back. So beside the rubbish bins was a porter cabin, and I went in there with a cassette tape from New Zealand, and displaced Roger Latham. Roger, we get on well now. The very next day, nearly, I took his breakfast show. Robbie Grumpy Lancashire bloke. What a great guy. He did everything for us. He gave us holidays and... I mean, look what he did for me alone. And Stella. I remember when Robbie died the first time and they brought him back to life. He lived up in Hoth. His chimney collapsed and everything. Yeah, yeah. I have just the best things about Robbie. The best things about Robbie. Well, it was nice, like, the leader of the opposition and I went over to see him and Stella on Lanzarote there, well, I don't know, 3-4 years ago now, in Easter time. Yeah, and he was declining. He's given so many of us so much and opportunities and all that stuff. He'll never die for the third time as long as some of us are still around. Cheers, Robbie. Thanks for everything.
Hi, I'm Andy Preston. Just a few words about Robbie Robinson, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about Robbie, because he was definitely one of my heroes in radio. Two things that probably don't get mentioned very often. It's fair to say that he was probably one of the most famous people in Britain back in the mid to late 60s, and particularly when it came around to the... Well, it wasn't the close down of Radio Caroline when it continued into official illegality after the Marine Offences Bill was passed in August 1967. It was Robbie and Johnny Walker who took Radio Caroline South into that period. As it turned out, it only lasted a few months then because both Caroline North and South were closed in March 1968. But yeah, it was Robbie who was on board with Johnny Walker and very few others because they all abandoned ship at that point. And that's probably something that gets largely ignored, certainly by people on this side of the water, because it's a part of history that maybe isn't so familiar with a lot of people. The other thing is, Robbie was campaigning from day one, from pretty much the time he launched Sunshine Radio, was campaigning for licenses to come about for radio. And I think that's one thing that often gets overlooked. I mean, we all know that he was a dead cert, or at least we all thought that he was a dead cert for a license when the process was underway in the early part of 1989, and sadly that wasn't to be. But he certainly was one of the leading characters in campaigning for licenses with politicians. And I mean, he was on first name terms with many politicians back then, simply because he was the one saying, look, it doesn't have to be this way. There is a future for this industry. And that's been proven since that particular period. But I think that's probably one of the things that gets overlooked with Robbie. I wouldn't say that I was a friend of Robbie's, because I only met him on a handful of occasions. He was decent enough to welcome me into his home back in the late part of the 90s when I deliberately went to Lanzarote to track him down and just to meet him, apart from going for the 2-week holiday that I did on numerous occasions back in the late part of the 90s. But that's where I kind of first got to know him, simply from just going along and say, hi, I work in radio in Dublin, and I was a big fan of Sunshine. Which I was. So I got to meet Robbie and have various conversations with him through that. And then I saw him at two Sunshine reunions. One was in 2008 and the last one in 2018, which Roger Lane allowed me to come along to. So thank you very much for that, Roger. But I remember seeing Robbie at the 2008 reunion at the Sands Hotel. And on that particular occasion, I gave him a copy of Johnny Walker's autobiography in CD form. And Robbie asked me to just to write a little message on it for him. But I remember distinctly that night him looking at me saying, you know, if you'd have been old enough at the time, you could have worked for Sunshine. And it's honestly one of the best compliments anybody's ever paid me. I normally shy away from compliments, but on that particular night, I looked at him and said, wow, that really is a compliment. And it made me think of the time, well, I must have done something right in the industry up to this particular point. So I'll always be grateful for that. And then I saw him again at the 2018 reunion, and his eyes light up as soon as he saw me. He said, ah, Andy, isn't it Andy from FM 104? And we had another chat then. Little did we realise it would be his last Sunshine reunion. But these are times that I'm grateful to have had with Robbie. Two things that struck me with some of the tributes that people have paid over the last few days. And there are two terms that I've seen come up on quite a few occasions to describe Robbie. A man of honour, a man of integrity. And there are two things that I identified with Robbie even before I met him. And also of his incredible spirit and the amount of times that he picked himself up from setbacks. And I did speak with him about the failure to gain a license for Sunshine. And it's something that affected him greatly. Because perhaps, I mean, rightly or wrongly, he was confident of gaining a license for Sunshine in early 89 when he went through the whole license application process. And it didn't work out that way. But I did see the application for Sunshine. It was robust. It was honest. It was sound in every area that it needed to be sound in. But for whatever reasons, he was unsuccessful, and that affected him greatly. But he picked himself up and got himself into another business. And for the last few years, going on almost 30 years, he was running the San Francisco apartments in Lanzarote, which are just off the main strip of Puerto del Carmen. And I know it's been his daughter that's been running that for him since himself and Stella retired a few years back. But there's been numerous times in his life that he managed to pick himself up and carry on. And there's a great lesson, I think, in his life for many, that the human spirit is, you can bounce back from so many setbacks in life as Robbie did. And it goes back to those terms that I've seen so many times over the last few days: a man of integrity, a man of honour. And I certainly looked up to him, and he was one of my heroes. And I'm so grateful to have been given the chance to spend some time in his company. So thank you very much for this opportunity. I could go into how much of an impression and how much I loved Sunshine, particularly in the Hot Hits period, which was when I really, really got into it. I mean, I was only 12 or 13 when Hot Hits Sunshine came along, but it played a huge part in my life. And for Robbie to say that had I been old enough at the time, I could have worked for Sunshine is one of the nicest things that that anybody has ever said to me. Give me that time machine, please. Anyway, rest in peace, Robbie Robinson, certainly a man who made his mark on the Irish radio scene and made a distinct mark on me as well. He'll never be forgotten. Thanks very much, guys.
The voice of Andy Preston from Dublin's Q102, our final tribute coming in over the phone lines and the social medias for Robbie Robinson. This has been Pirate.ie's podcast number 8, and we are featuring the memory and the legacy that is the wonderful Admiral Robbie Dale, Robbie Robinson. May he rest in peace.
Absolutely, and condolences from me to Robbie's family and friends. Thank you all for joining us today on the Pirate.ie podcast. Keep in touch and follow us on Twitter at pirate_.ie and on facebook.com/pirate.ie. From John Walsh in Galway, good luck and good listening.
I'm from Brian in Dublin, 73s. Take care.
Our song is your song.
Your friends on 539.
We care about you.
On Sunshine Radio. Sunshine Radio. 539.
Than the trees and the stars, you have arrived.
Desert Iran, Desert Iran,
go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always they will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child.
You are a child of the universe.
The universe.
No less than the trees and the stars.
You have
a right to be here.
To be here. And whether or not,
and whether or not it is clear
it
to you,
is clear to you.
No doubt the universe
no
is unfolding,
the universe is
as it
unfolding.
Should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars.